On this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, we'll be firing up the High Blue and Lonesome Time Machine, and we'll be setting course back to 1979, when, among other things, YMCA files a libel suit against the Village People for the latter's hit song, YMCA. Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Dallas Cowboys 35-31 in Super Bowl XIII. The Dukes of Hazzard premieres on CBS television. Charlie Daniels hosts the Volunteer Jam. And Red Allen, Norman Blake, the Blom Brothers, and Bluegrass Blend churn out some mighty fine tunes. I'm Dave Higgs, and it'll be 40 years old or not at all. Coming up, this for 147 episodes spanning 7 years, the Dukes of Hazzard were king, and still are in many corners of Bluegrass land, edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. We'll begin our big four-decade-old bluegrassical extravaganza with Chubby Anthony and the Big Timber Bluegrass ripping into Baby, I'm Georgia Bound from their old Homestead LP, Love and Life.
Thought you oughta been uptown this morning, and really should have seen my frown. My suitcase is packed and I'm loading. I'm leaving you, baby, I'm Georgia Bound.
I finally got the hint I wasn't wanting. I see that I got into your way. But like a ship that's bound across the ocean, I'm leaving old Hiram on my way.
Thought y'all'd have been uptown this morning, and you really should have seen my frown. My suitcase is packed and I'm loaded. I'm leaving you, baby, I'm Georgia Brown.
I thought that I could always keep you, that you would never go astray. But now that it's all over, I'm leaving old Hiram on my way.
Thought y'all'd have been uptown this morning, and really should have seen my frown. My suitcase is packed and I'm loaded. I'm leaving you, baby, I'm Georgia Brown. Thought y'all'd have been uptown this morning, and really should have seen my frown. My suitcase is packed and I'm loaded. I'm leaving you, baby, I'm Georgia Brown.
Now they make new movies in old black and white, with happy endings where nobody fights. So if you find yourself in that nostalgic rage, honey, jump right up and show your age.
I wish I had a pencil thin mustache, the Boston Blackie kind, a two-tone Ricky Ricardo jacket, and an autographed picture of Andy Devine. Well, I remember being buck-tooth and skinny, writing fan letters to Sky's nearest penny. Well, I wish I had a pencil-thin mustache, then I could solve some mysteries too. Well, bandstand Disneyland, growing up fast, drinking on a fake ID. Well, Rama of the jungle was everyone's Bawana, but only jazz musicians were smoking marijuana. Well, I wish I had a pencil-thin mustache, then I could solve some mysteries too.
I wish I had a pencil-thin mustache. Ah.
Well, flat-top, dirty bop, coppin' a feel. rubbing on the living room floor. So sore, they send you off to college just to gain a little knowledge, when all you want to do is learn how to score. Well, now I'm getting old, I don't wear underwear, I don't go to church, and I don't cut my hair, 'cause I can go to movies and see it all there, just the way that it used to be. That's why I wish I had a pencil thin mustache, the Boston Blackie kind, a two-tone Ricky Ricardo jacket, and an autographed picture of Andy Devine. Well, I could be anyone I wanted to be, Sue Barrel Flan or the Sheik of Araby. If I only had a pencil thin mustache, then I could do some cruising to
Brill Cream. A little dabble, do ya? I could do some cruising to
A Touch of Grass with Pencil Thin Mustache, from their The Creation of a Band album. Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, welcoming you to Bluegrass Breakdown, and more specifically, to the first of a multi-part series on the bluegrassical doings of 1979, where over 300 bluegrass albums were released, and we'll be paying homage to as many as possible, in more or less alphabetical order, beginning with Red Allen and the Kentuckians singing Troubles Around My Door, from their 1979 Folkways disc, Live and Let Live.
My trouble seems to never end. It seems I lose, I never win. To never end, they go on forevermore. Although I smile and pretend, troubles keep hanging round my door.
Reflection in a broken glass from 10,000 miles and years in the past. I saw a shrine in the wilderness glade to a fallen hero, a monument laid. Five plastic angels stood guard all around in that summer rain that fell on the ground. Silver on the mountain. If I had not seen it, I couldn't believe it all. I saw a house built by one man. Glass and paper, tin across where the North River shows, borderlines those fields of that green valley flows. I saw many stones a long time unturned, found many answers there I could learn, heard many sounds that will ring in my ears, long be remembered in my later years. Silver on the mountain, oh, hail the tall, if I had not seen it, couldn't believe it all.
Norman Blake singing one of his originals, Tin Foil and Stone, from his 1979 Rounder release, Rising Fawn String Ensemble, referencing Norman's home place in Rising Fawn, Georgia. The song is about eccentric artist Clarence Schmidt of Woodstock, New York, about whom Norman writes, "Schmidt in past years has made many art objects from anything he could obtain from junkyards, garbage, and the like. His favorite thing, it seemed, was wrapping the trees with aluminum foil and mirrors," end of quote. And Red Allen began the 40-year-old reminiscing with one of his own, originally recorded for Starday Records back in 1959 with Frank Wakefield, about whom Red gushes is, quote, "the greatest tenor singer of all the tenors that have ever stood beside me, and all the great ones have stood with me at one time or another," end of quote. Alf and Lars, the mighty Blom brothers from Sweden, will keep the 40-year-old sequence going with That Fatal Day, as rendered on their old Homestead record, The Blom Brothers with the Bluegrass Swedes.
Can't stand to hear the same old song, and I don't leave the highway long enough to walk down in the mud, 'cause I've got rambling fever in my blood. Caught this rambling fever long ago, when I first heard a lonesome whistle blow. If anybody said it, gave a damn, where the damn sure told you wrong. 'Cause I've got rambling fever in my blood.
Rambling fever,
the kind that can't be measured by degrees.
Rambling fever, there ain't no kind of cure for my disease.
And let some pretty lady rub my back, and spend the early morning drinking coffee, and talking about when I'll be coming back. 'Cause I don't let no woman tie me down, and I'll never get too old to run around. I wanna die along the highway and ride away like some old highline pole, and rest this rambling fever in my soul.
Rambling fever,
kind that can't be measured by degrees.
Rambling fever, there ain't no kind of cure for my disease.
There ain't no kind of cure for my disease.
Bluegrass Blend, a band from North Carolina, featuring Kent Dowell on the banjo, Gary Poole on guitar, and Rick Allred on the mandolin, covering a tune, The Hag, took to number two on the country charts in 1977, the title track to their old leather recording, Ramblin' Fever. And the Blom Brothers and the Bluegrass Swedes were in front of it all with That Fatal Day from their self-titled Old Homestead Excursion. Kenny Baker, picking with Bobby Osborne, Charlie Collins, and Wynn Osborne, will lead us through our break with a tune from his 1979 County 4A, Farmyard Swing. This is Lost Indian, which Kenny learned from his dad, who learned it from his grandpa, and on down the line. Higgs and our tour through the fascinating bluegrassical world of 1979 will continue with tunes from Buck Stove and Range Company, John Burke and the Layman Trio, and the Bluegrass Cardinals immediately following our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. Thank you. We're back, still deep in the bluegrassical greatness of 1979, where the latest from the Bluegrass Cardinals has surfaced. It's appropriately entitled Cardinal Soul and contains one of their classics, a tune Randall Hilton once told me was his favorite of all his songs recorded by others, 32 Acres.
I saw the timber for the cabin floor. I built a plank fence out of locust board. I worked the cornrows in the early morn and raised a family on a poor man's farm. 32 acres of bottom land, bought and paid for with my own hand, worth a fortune to a working man. 32 acres of bottom. I planted a peach tree, now the leaves are dying. I watered a grapevine, it's no longer mine. The county's taken everything I own, cause it's on the right way.
But we'll become here, God only. thousand days. March wind's gonna blow my blues all away.
Alvin Breeden and the Virginia Cut-Ups with Sun's Gonna Shine in My Back Door Someday from the group's Bluegrass in Four-Wheel Drive LP. Bill Emerson once remarked that, quote, Alvin loved the Don Reno style of banjo and could play it better than anyone. Well, except maybe Don, end of quote. One of Alan's favorite sayings was, quote, I got up before breakfast this morning, end of quote. Sadly, Alvin went on to that great bluegrass festival in the sky back in 2013. And the Bluegrass Cardinals jump-started the set with 32 Acres, a Randall Hilton tune from their Cardinals Soul release. It was one of many Randall Hilton songs the band would record throughout their illustrious career. From 1973 to 1988, this band traveled all over the world, from the Berlin Wall to the Gaza Strip, playing to troops at USO shows, trying to brighten up their day with bluegrass. The band would ultimately record three albums, one of which first saw the light of High Lonesome Day in 1979. From their old homestead recording, North on the Highway, this is Buck's Stove and Range Company, putting some exquisite moves on Dolly Parton's Jolene.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can. Jolene, 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 I'm begging, I'll be
Once again, I face Satan this morning, and I battle him all the day long. But in my weakness, I found reinforcement, and at sundown, I sang victory song. And the sun's coming up in the morning. Every tear will be gone from my eyes. This old clay's gonna give way to glory, and like an eagle, I'll take to in a world filled with doubt and confusion. It's so hard when you don't understand. But I stand on a solid foundation, and I hold to God's unchanging hand. And the sun's coming up in the morning. Every tear will be gone from my eyes. This old clay's gonna give way to glory, and like an eagle, I'll take to. The sun's coming up in the morning. Every tear will be gone from my eyes. This old clay's gonna give way to glory, and like an eagle, I'll take to.
Beside the river where the shadows never fall and the clouds will never hide the light of day. For the lamp will light the city and the evening never comes. I'm gonna rest beside the river for a day, just for a day, and the day will last forever. And the darkness of the gloomy nights will never fall again. I'll sit quietly by the stream of life where time can slip away. I'm gonna rest beside the river just for a day. Talk with mother of the happy days of old, but time will never let me linger now. I see her day slipping past me, tomorrow she may be gone. We're gonna talk beside the river when we get home, just for a day, and the day will last forever. And the darkness of the gloomy nights will never fall again.
dream of life where time can slip away. I'm gonna rest beside the river just for a day. I'm gonna rest beside the river just for a day.
Homer and Jerry, who played guitar and mandolin, respectively, the fabulous Butler Brothers, a pioneer bluegrass band from West Virginia, giving us Just for a Day from their 1979 program audio release, Country, the Way We Like It. John Burke and the Layman Trio were in the middle of it all with The Sun's Coming Up from their live recordings LP. John Burke was a former alcoholic from the Dayton, Ohio area, who gave his life to Jesus and, with the Layman Trio, cut a number of gospel albums for various labels. It's said that he rarely slept in his own bed, as he was always taking someone in for the evening. And Buck's Stove and Range Company began the set with a cover of Jolene, which Dolly Parton took to number one in February 1974, a song that Dolly says was inspired by the flirtatious advances made on her newlywed husband, Carl Dean, by a red-headed bank clerk. Banjoist Bobby Black, who at the time had recorded with Bill Monroe, Kenny Baker, and Buck White, thunders forth with his first solo release in 1979, and will head on into our next segment with the title track therefrom, Ladies on the Steamboat. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll have more 40-year-old superlative bluegrass from John Cosby and the Bluegrass Drifters, the Country Gazette, and the Cache Valley Drifters upon our return from our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We have returned, still deeply immersed into the bluegrassical machinations of 1979, a year in which, among many other things, saw the debut LP from the Santa Barbara-based Cache Valley Drifters, a hot young band that picked and sang like there was no tomorrow. From their self-titled project, this is Joanne.
Kentucky skyline is sinking into nighttime. I grew up with this bluegrass and went singing in the hills. But I'm leaving in the morning, I got an itching for that blacktop. And I've got my truck together now, goodbye. And I'm looking for a lady who wants to ride shotgun. Looking for a lady who's willing to hear my lies. Joanne, understand if you can't see the things that I'm saying. Joanne, understand you got problems with your eyes. Missouri mansion when everyone was dancing. That banjo player's picking got me high. Well, I never learned to please her, I just learned I didn't need her. And Missouri ain't no place for me to die. So I'm looking for a lady who wants to ride shotgun. Looking for a lady who's willing to hear my lies. Joanne, understand if you can't see the things that I'm saying. Joanne, understand you got problems with your eyes.
I'm down to Mississippi and I'm wondering if she'll miss me. Her name was Liliana Jefferson. Well, I can see it all quite clearly, though I was getting weary, as I was playing cards each night and I never won.
I'm looking for a lady who wants to ride shotgun, looking for a lady who's willing to hear my lies. Joanne, understand if you can't see the things that I'm saying. Joanne, understand you got problems with your eyes. And I'm looking for a lady who wants to ride shotgun. Looking for a lady who's willing to hear my lies. Joanne, understand if you can't see things that I'm saying. Joanne, understand you got problems with your eyes.
They cleared the land, they left the old oak tree. On its branches, all the kids could climb and play. By its roots, they dug for water, and the branches gave them shelter from the burning sun on long, hot summer days. Now they cut down the old oak tree and filled in the well, dug up the arbor where the grapes grew so well. All up the hillside where the cows used to live, and the old dinner bell is hushed and still. Time she would call him from the field by the ringing of the old dinner bell. When their long day's work was ending, they'd thank God on bended knees, and then they'd go to sleep, for all was well. Now they've cut down the old oak tree and filled in the well, dug up the arbor where the grapes grew so well. Hold up
the hillside where the cows used to live, and the old dinner bell is hushed and still. And now the state has took the little farm away to make more room for progress, so they say. Guess we'll have to find another little house for him and mother, 'cause they've just left their only home today. Now they've cut down the old oak tree and filled in the well, dug up the arbor where the grapes grew so well. All off the hillside where the cows used to live, and the old dinner bell is hushed and still. And the old dinner bell is hushed and still.
Renfro Valley Barn Dance regulars John Cosby and the Bluegrass Drifters with the title track to their 1979 Jewel recording, Hushed and Still, preceded by the Cache Valley Drifters, who gave us Joanne from their self-titled Flying Fish debut. The band consisted of bassist Wally Barnick, guitarist Cyrus Clark, mandolinist William Griffin, guitarist David West, and banjoist Jeff Ruff, all of whom would become household words on the West Coast bluegrass scene. You're enjoying the Bluegrassical Sounds of 1979, thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee, where Bluegrass Breakdown is produced by Scott Smith. We've got playlists and past programs parked at bluegrassbreakdown.com and can be reached at bluegrass@wpln.org. Meanwhile, back in 1979, the Country Gazette sallied forth with a new one for the Ridge Runner label, the whimsically entitled All This and Money Too. The album features the boys, Roland White, Alan Mundy, Michael Anderson, and Joe Carr, next to what appears to be the makings of a memorable outdoor picnic. A table spread with chicken, spaghetti, big honking chunks of cheese, a couple of pies, one of which likes an apple pie, and all the fixins. For the first time, the boys stretch out a little bit on this album from their traditional acoustic sound, adding steel guitar, jazz guitar, and drums to some of the cuts. The resultant sound, as Perry Stewart sets forth in his album notes, quote, is modified but not adulterated, and not diluted, any more than blended scotch packs less of a wallop than untainted Kentucky mash.
Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Father McKenzie, writing the words that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all be?
The Country Gazette covering the Beatles' iconic Eleanor Rigby, which went to number one in the UK and number 11 in the US in 1966. You'll find that on the band's 1979 Ridge Runner album, All This and Money Too. Well, that's about going to wrap up our first installment on the bluegrassical life and times of 1979. Vassar Clements will finish things off with Osmosis, which sounds like Ragtime Annie, as waxed on his CMH recording, Nashville Jam. And in that high, happy, that's Andy Statman on the mandolin, Harry Orlove on the guitar, and Jack Hicks on the banjo picking with Vassar. Kinda note, this is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and adios. On the next Bluegrass Breakdown, it's an old English word that means to be utterly unconcerned about the consequences of an action, to be heedless, headstrong, or rash. It's a word that describes many bluegrass landers to a T. I'm Dave Higgs, and with the help of the Steel Drivers, the Downhill Bluegrass Band, Rose Maddox, and the Stanley Brothers, we'll be looking at the scourge of bluegrass land, recklessness, on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.